Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We know him as our personal trainer for the mind, psychologist Mara Steepers. You've got more about common thinking errors that could be plaguing our lives.
I love week three. Week three, the common thinking error that we're doing this week is mind reading, and that's where we often fall into the trap of thinking that we know what other people are thinking. When you walk down the street and you see someone look away and you know exactly why they did that, yeah? So this is a type of thinking error that, again, it's like personalising. It becomes all about us. So we start to think about what the other person is thinking. We start to convince ourselves that we know. And often what sadly happens is that that tends to be magnified and filtered through our own insecurities. So the mind game, the challenge is don't assume that you know what others are thinking. I like to sit with people and actually ask them to tell me what I'm thinking right now, and 10 times out of 10, they can't do it. And that's because we have 100,000 thoughts a day and they're not all about us. People have got all sorts of other stuff happening. So an important question to ask yourself is, what is the evidence? Is there any actually evidence here, or am I just, you know, doing someone else's thinking for them? And number six, catastrophizing. We tend to do this quite commonly as well. We're human, we do it from time to time. But if it's a habit that we have and we find ourselves doing it often, it can be really, really detrimental to us. And that's where the stuff that your parents always told you about making a mountain out of a molehill. We exaggerate the negative impact that something's having on us. We make it the worst thing in the world. We tell ourselves we can't survive, we can't get through it. And often we start to feel a little bit hopeless and helpless because of that. So the challenge is, decatastrophize. Ask yourself, is it really that bad? Am I making a mountain out of a molehill? How else could I deal with this situation? I guess the other thing that we can do is ask ourselves, is there actually anything good happening here that I'm not looking at because I'm too busy looking at the bad and catastrophizing? And the other thing as well is to just take a breath. And ask yourself, can I deal with this? Can I get through this? Yes, I can. And these are ways that you can change some negative thinking patterns and be a little bit more adaptive to life and hopefully be happier and healthier.